Hello, everybody. Hi, it's Bill Bauman. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to September. Welcome to our monthly teleconference. But really, more than that, welcome to our shared heart. This is such a wonderful time, and for anybody who maybe has not been a part of this before, I just want you to feel welcomed by the, I don't know how many, but let's assume maybe about 100 of us who are here. And we come together as we know, not so much for a mind experience, but for a heart experience, a soul experience, a spirit experience, an infusion of love and grace and blessing and gifts. And just to kind of be swept up anew into the bigger truth, the bigger reality of us, of life, of everything, of whatever, so that somehow we can be fully present to whatever is important to be fully present to, especially our beautiful, beautiful self. So if I may, I would just love to wrap my invisible arms around each one of you and invite each of us to feel embraced by me, by Donna especially, who's right here also, my precious, precious life partner, whom I've started referring to as my trophy bride. I think it's a really appropriate label. I'm not sure she's the biggest fan of it, but, you know, what the heck. It feels so good to me. Anyway, but also please feel loved, embraced, held, supported by every one of us, because that's part of what's just special and precious right here. So please sit back, relax, and just let yourself drink in whatever gifts are here. With that, I want to, first of all, thank the two people who wrote something online already before we started, one from Poland, one from the United States, and I want to thank both of you. What beautiful, beautiful messages, and I just was touched in my heart. So I want to say, just by way of introduction, a huge thank you to Donna, who has once again, just from the love of her heart, put together some beautiful pictures and photos that are on the web for any of those of you who happen to be on the web. You'll be graced by the beauty of those pictures. And Donna, hi, would you like to say hi to us?
I would. I'd just like to say hello to everyone across the country and around the world. And I'm seeing it from beautiful Las Vegas, where we're very grateful that we had a huge rainstorm. So we're so grateful for the water. And we're also very mindful of those of you who are in the part of the country where the floods have been. And so we're so glad you're with us. And the pictures that I did put on tonight, for those of you who are on the computer, are from a trip that Bill and I took up into the Northwest and through the Cascades. So I just decided to pull some of those and put them up for the night. So here we go.
Well, how cool. Thank you, Donna. Actually, the downside of all that is that Donna and I are in two different offices, and my computer doesn't have access to those photos. So this is my effort to get you to feel sorry for me, because I just don't have the privilege of those photos. So thank you so much. I feel so much better already. I accept pity in all forms. Anyway, I'd like to invite all of us to say hi to each other, just in whatever way. If you're on the phone, we get to hear you. If you're online on the web, then we don't get to hear you, but we get to feel you. And if you are joining us later, sometime over the next week or two, and are listening in afterwards, just feel like you are right here in this, and we'll hear you in our heart anyway. I am unmuting us, and I'd like to say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you. Wow, that was just sensational. I don't know what it's like for you. Every now and then somebody will email me and say, I don't feel it like you say you do, Bill, but I get tons more that say that there's just something very special about that greeting, because it lets the deep humanness of us come through. So I want to introduce what I'm going to be talking about today in this way. This may be just the strangest topic that came up. So as you know, I just kind of sit back and open to how our collective being, our soul, just seems to be inviting me to put together a topic, a focus, so that with those words in the background, something of the spirit of that can bless us each in our own way. And so here's the topic that came to me: how to love humanity. How to love humanity. And I did a double take, and I said, huh? What? That was there, and I started to question that, and basically the input without words was, stop questioning it, just let's go with this, because there's a real gift in here for so many of us who happen to be on the phone. So I went with that. I just sat down and just kind of let it soak in, and I remembered an email I received recently, which I looked up, and it was in response to, I think, in a workshop I had talked about having the privilege of being human. And so I wrote down a two-sentence quote from that email. It says, "I don't in any way feel privileged to be human. I can't find anything interesting about being human." And of course, in a sense, that person may have been speaking for many of us. I like all of us, I think I've heard variations of that theme, well, I guess in my life, hundreds, probably thousands of times. You know, one version of it that I used to hear, I don't hear so much anymore, is I feel like I was dropped off on the wrong planet. Or something like living here just feels toxic, or just something like, I just don't like being human. You know, those kinds of things. And I don't know if that speaks of you or not. I remember in a couple of recent times, I hardly ever talk about Donna's and my son, who's now a raging adult, but I did these last couple of times, strangely, but I remember the part that shocked me so much about him as I watched him all the way from birth on growing up, is how he loved being human and loves being human and embraces everything about being human and makes the most of it and jumps into it and grabs it by the horns and really masters it in all sorts of ways with great joy. And in contrast, I'm reminded of, years back when I was a practicing psychologist, one of my clients, one of the people who came to me for help, was a woman who hated human beings. And her only contact with human beings was at her work, because she needed to work in order to make money. She was a single woman and just was finishing raising two children, and would go home at night and live with her cats. She had about five different cats that she had. She loved cats. She hated humans. And those were the words that she used. And so all of her life outside of work was with the beauty and the love and the sensationalness of her life with her cats or animals. So I feel like there are so many, I don't know how many of us this applies to, but so many of us where in some ways we don't feel real comfortable being human, or it just feels like there's just something in it that's not quite us. And so I guess I want to say it this way. I know a lot of people who would not say that their primary identity is human. They maybe feel like their primary identity is spiritual or light or divine or other dimensional or something that is other than, beyond, different from the certainly the historical human that we have stereotypes about. And these same people would say and have said to me many times that they feel only secondarily human, like the human is there, but it's like they don't identify with it that much, and it you know, like the person in the email, it doesn't speak to them, it doesn't grab them, it doesn't give them great joy, etc. Now, I get that I'm really not talking about everybody here, but I had a sense when that topic just threw itself at me, like how to love humanity. And I think the title, by the way, means how to love humanity out there and how to love the humanity that's in here, that's in ourselves. So when that topic just hurled itself into my space and I kind of recoiled and looked at it, I think part of me wasn't wanting to be insulting to anybody who just loves humanness. So wherever you are with this, know that we don't want to get embroiled in details in the mind content part of all of this. We want to open ourselves to, and this is what our time together today is about. We want to open ourselves to the blessings of humanness. Whether we love being human, whether we hate being human, or whether, like most of us, we're probably somewhere in between, or maybe a foot in both camps. So we're here to be blessed by, to drink in the gifts of humanness, the human spirit, the human race, the human soul, if you will. So let's look at it this way. Just look at it this way. It's when you and I, when we were looking at taking on a human form, incarnating, as we call it, it is the human soul that invited us here. Human soul, through the light waves, let's say, sent us an invitation. And it said, we, the human family, would just love to have you take on humanity, would love to have you add to the cake of your spirit the icing of our humanness. And so in that sense, it's the human spirit that reached out to me before we were born and said, come to Earth, be one of us. And so I started thinking, well, you know, this has a familiar ring to it. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to read for the next maybe 4 minutes. I'd like to read a poem I wrote, I was going to say a few years, probably several years ago, called Do You Remember? And it's about us being human. And again, I want to invite each of us just to be with the blessing of humanness as it is now, as it's first of all captured our attention now, and second, in and through the verbal content, but way beyond that, kind of deep in our own psyche, deep in our own soul, deep in our own body, deep in our own being, the human spirit is ready to unleash gifts to us. So here is the poem. It's entitled, Do You Remember? Look at you, pure, radiant, glamorous soul, beaming ray of infinity's light. I was just thinking about that sacred moment when your unbounded soul was graciously thrust from the blissful heart of divine love, only to land mightily on this precious earth, generously becoming one of us. And parentheses, notice who's talking, becoming one of us. It's humanity that is talking. Can you recall what it was like before that eventful trip? Your spirit so eternal, so free. Your soul so immense, so vast. Can you remember being that brilliant ray of light, floating gleefully in endless fields of divine grace? Ah, you were so amazing, so limitless, so grand, a ray of bright sunshine to all around you, an unspeakable delight to behold. Now look at you, all dressed up in your very own human body, filled to overflowing with tender human emotions, stirred from within by rich dreams and passionate desires, daily transfixed by heartful creations and chosen successes. Yes, you've become an honest-to-goodness official human being. Good for you. But do you still remember your glowing light? Can you recall your beauteous soul, your amazing spirit, your infinite elegance, your mystical splendor, your vast radiance, your endless wonder? They're all still here, you know, these dazzling qualities of your radiant past. Yes, they're fully alive and well, right here and now, in you, through you, around you, as you. Yes, there is much you now as then. Look inside yourself. There they are. Search your beating heart. There's your mighty spirit smiling up at you. Find your deepest human core. Your wise soul is there, quietly whispering to you. Dive into your creative thoughts. There, your endless infinity is shining upon you. Open to your silent depths. Your vast light is there greeting you. Now, look all around yourself. Your radiant light is shining brightly everywhere. Yes, look at you, humanly divine and divinely human. Matter and spirit dancing together. Earth and universe blended in harmony. Body and soul united in love. Limitless light breathing you and being breathed by you. Unbounded spirit, alive in you and swirling all around you, vast soul inspiring and blessing everyone around you, powerful universe expressing within you and expressed as you. And the last line is this, look at you, look at you. And I'd just like to repeat one word from this one line again. Now look at you all dressed up in your very own human body. Oh my, why do you think we, to use the jargon, we came to Earth? Why do you think we put on these human clothes? And I'm not asking that from a philosophical perspective, but just to set the stage a little bit more for us, just to open our hearts a little more to the deepest truth. And I feel like the deepest truth is this. We came here, yes, to give, as the poem says, yes, to let our light shine out and bless and love and heal and nurture and give and create and have our own adventure and make it as big an event for other people as possible. And yet, in addition to that, I have this deepest sense that what few of us look at is how this amazing humanity blesses us. What we get from this amazing humanity. I must admit, I'm a very biased kind of a person because many, many, many people, probably more people than not, who come to see me, who find me, are there because they're deeply pained by their human experience, whether from some event or series of events of abuse, or whether just the deepest pain, sort of existential pain of being human. So because of those, we tend not to see the other side of the coin. We don't see the gifts that we get because we're unconsciously, subconsciously, even consciously, more preoccupied with what gets our attention is those ways in which it hurts to be human or in which it feels like humanness hurts us. But let's just let that side of it, that hurtful side, rest a little bit, if we can. Because on the other side of that, there's something. And now as I think about it, and this is frankly the first time the thought has come to me, with that invitation, how to love humanity, I feel like the invitation is really to go to the places within us that are unexplored, if you will. The places where we've not really opened strongly to how the human soul blesses us, how the human psyche gives gifts to us, how the human spirit, which invited us here in the first place, gives us life on a daily basis. We, just because of, let's just say, rough, tough experiences that we've had, we tend to self-protect, to protect ourselves from what feels like perhaps a negative or a hostile kind of humanity. And I don't mean to overgeneralize that, but we forget. And I feel like the invitation today is, wow, not just to remember, but in remembering, to drink in, to be empowered by, to come to life even more by, to experience the wonder of life because of what we get from our humanness, what we get from the human spirit, the human soul, the human family, the human beingness, the human presence that we are surrounded by, that we are in, and that we also are. So yes, from a cake and icing point of view, we are this amazing, wondrous spiritual cake. And yet, why would we come into a three- and four-dimensional space, a time and space arena, where humanness and the fabric of humanness is so alive, where the not just the spirit of humanness, but the juice of humanness calls us, where even the storyline and the stories of human, all the way from creation stories and myths, all the way to archetypal stories, to good and evil stories and all the rest, why would we come to this space if not, in addition to giving to others, to be blessed by this space? We've probably all heard the saying that it's not just that Earth and humanness are blessed by the bigger dimensional field, by the light field, by infinity, by the divine. It's also that all these other dimensions are empowered by us, by humanness, by earthiness, by three and four dimensionality, by duality, that somehow there's a hidden gem here that maybe, just maybe, some of us, many of us, haven't yet fully enough gotten to, because I think if we had gotten to it, there wouldn't be that little facet of self that sort of moans and groans, or that little, or maybe not so little, facet of our deepest level of psyche that complains or just feels the owie of life on a regular basis, or is overly self-protective, or whatever it may be. There's a hidden gem. I wonder what the hidden gem is. And I feel like in this adorable little title, How to Love Humanity, that hidden gem wants to come out of the closet, wants to come out of the cave, wants to come alive in our heart, wants to even wake up our mind, wants to enter into and move in our body, wants to stir the earthiness of us and the primal nature of our being. And so that, in a way, beyond any self-protection, beyond any recoiling in pain from any other facet of it, that when we approach the deepest truth, the fullest truth, the purest truth of humanity, of humanness, and open to what's the gift there that we came here to find, that wow, when we find that, it could turn our life around. It could take any remnants of pain and complaint and ain't it awful and all the rest of that, and it could dissolve that into its own infinity and leave us getting the joke, leave us getting the truth, leave us finally finding the pony in this manure, the baby in this bathwater, finally finding what is the gift. And I deeply believe that for most of us, we don't find that gift primarily in and through our mind, in and through our philosophical questioning, in and through our mental questing, if you will. We find it somewhere in our bodies. We find it somewhere in our heart. We find it somewhere in our soul. We find it in the deepest, deepest sensitivities of our being. And so let me just assume for a minute, after I take a drink, that many of us have a deep sensitivity, a huge heart, an enormous caring, maybe in ways that are beyond that of the norm, if you will, of the normal person. And I ask the question, why did we bring that heart? Why did we bring that love? Why did we bring that light? Why did we bring that sensitivity? Why did we bring that vibrational fine-tunedness to our experience of this planet? I feel like it's because. And so that, through that vibrational, fine-tuned awareness and attuneness and sensitivity, we could find the treasure of humanness. We could find somewhere in the soul vibrations of this planet, of planet Earth, this planet of love that we refer to as Mother Earth, and in the space around this Earth that we refer to as Father Sky, that we could find in this, through our parental imagery, we could find something about love that may be what we came in search of. And even though we may have used our sensitivity to be open to what has felt like it's been damaging, even though we have opened our hearts to what has felt like perhaps major disappointment and pain from styles of love that have felt abusive or awful, even though all of that, we brought that sensitivity, we brought that heart, we brought that soul, we brought ourselves into a unique body that, through the nervous system of this precious, beautiful body of yours and mine and ours, that takes that sensitivity, takes that love, takes that light, and pulses it through our organs and through our bloodstream and through our breathing system. And in that, this body is fully aware of what the gift is. Of what the gift is. And notice I'm being purposely vague and speaking generally about gift. I'm not precising it. I'm not trying to put it there because if, perchance, there are 100 of us, there might be 100 different gifts. And each of us came for our own unique gift. And so here's what I'm aware of, what I'm feeling right now. I'm aware of the heart and the soul of humanity being fully present with us right here. It's like, just like in the poem I read, humanity was talking to you saying, thank you for coming here, quote, generously becoming one of us, unquote. And so that humanity is here. And I feel like in spirit, every human being is here, because if we do accept that, we came here because we got the invitation in the virtual mail, in the light being, male being, delivered us this message that said, humanity respectfully requests the privilege and pleasure of your presence in its space for a lifetime or for several lifetimes, however you want to language that. Humanity respectfully requests that you're here because maybe in a way that defies the way we think about it, you need something here. And if you're at all like me, I have mostly fought the very things I have needed, having no clue that I needed them until at the end of the fight, they punched their way into my being. And if you're not like me and you're like right there, always open to the gift, the blessing, the empowerment, the awakening, the aha, the blessing, then gee, I wonder what it is. So if I'm right that humanity is here, the very humanity that called you and me, and it's here because its mighty spirit is wanting to wake us up anew too, remind us about what this gift is. What is it that you needed? What is it that I needed? For me, if I can just borrow that, I needed love. And I needed love in a form that was not out there in the light field. Now, light puts itself into a form of love, so I was doing just fine with light, thank you. And yet, something deep, some deep knowing in me said, I need humanness, so that somehow in the middle of the mix of humanness, in the middle of the stirring, the energetic stirring of humanness, I could find love. So that in the early life absence of love, in the abusive aspects of love, I could somehow find love. In the amazing gift of the woman that I have been privileged to live with for many, many years, and that being Donna, to be able to be loved by a goddess in human form like that. That love I needed. I needed the love of every human being. Every human being, even those I felt allergic to, even those I recoiled from, even those I wanted no part of, I needed that love. I don't know what you needed. I don't know if it was love. I don't know if it was a kind of power. I don't know if it was a version of creativity, a creative juice, a creative passion, a creative vision. I don't know if it was the kind of leadership in relation to yourself, leadership in relation to those around you, kind of quality that you needed here. I don't know if it was a quality of soul that you needed, soul that's a feelable soul that's an alive soul that carries the juice, soul that knows the not just the truth, but the passion of humanness. And maybe you needed that passion. And maybe I'm not even close to whatever is the gift that you very purposely came into human form for, that you put on human clothes to be. But one thing that I do feel in this moment is this, that gift is staring you perhaps in the eye. It may be an inner eye. It may be so inner that you don't quite know yet, but it may be speaking to you in your body right now. Or it may be speaking to you in your right brain, in your imagination, with a set of images that you are maybe thinking, gee, what am I doing daydreaming while this talk is going on? And the daydream may be about whatever this gift is. It may be speaking to you through your subconscious mind in a way that just kind of breaks through some of the other subconscious patterns and just is sort of tickling your subconscious self with a feeling, maybe a feeling of kind of excitement or a feeling of, ooh, something's stirring or moving or something. Whatever that gift is, it may be, in fact, it is right here, right now, and as it did before you came, it's inviting you. It's sending you and me and us another invitation. It's saying, there's a treasure here for you. You came to be on a treasure hunt. You came to find the treasure and the gift in the treasure. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift. So, and I feel like I'm still being the voice of this gift. So if you find yourself disgusted with humanity, for example, if you find yourself irritated with, uncomfortable in the middle of, not liking, etc., either humanity out there or your very own humanity, it may be that you've not yet found the gift in the middle of that. So again, for me, Bill, I noticed through my life that the biggest gifts I've ever found were gifts that I found after resisting them and fighting them and not wanting whatever they were to be, even though I didn't know what that was at the time. So to fight humanity is natural. It's understandable. There's no shame in that because it comes from a deep, genuine space, not just a space of hurt or pain, but a deep, genuine space of authenticity, like it's important for me to be me. And perhaps I don't feel like I can be me here. But, and then this to me is maybe the biggest sentence, but if we but find that gift that we came here for, just like we take a kaleidoscope and turn it just a 1/16 of an inch and the entire landscape changes, if we but find that gift which is here now inviting us, it could be that 1/16 of an inch of a change in our perspective, a change in our vision, a change in our feelings, a change in the existential depths of our unconscious, a change in the deepest fabric of us that holds us here. And we could wind up, without it taking too much time for it to happen, we could wind up just being happy here. Just feeling a partnership with humanity. So just as one little example for me, because as you know, I'm so self-absorbed, all I know how to do is talk about myself. So here I go again. After a lot of years of participation in, let me just call it, collective human pain, something happened. There was a gift that I had no clue was at the end of that journey. In fact, I had no clue that the journey would have an end. But there was a gift, and all of a sudden humanity appeared to me, came to me, showed itself to me. After my sharing our collective pain for a long, long time. And humanity said, you've passed our tests. And in the middle of all of our pain is our love. And we now give you the gift of our love. And not only that, it's not just that we let you now in the core depth of yourself feel loved and held and embraced and honored by us, but we're inviting you to co-create our future with us. So for me, there were two gifts. One, finally feeling love at a depth that I never expected to feel. And two, a gift of empowerment, a gift of participation in creation, a gift of creativity that to this day when I join with any human being, I feel the collective humanity that lives in that person and in all of us, but I feel the collective humanity inviting me to help that person with that love and that co-creation. And so humanity is, in the depths of each of us, totally, totally amazing. So if I may try to put some concluding words to this, the cake that you are is amazing and magnificent. The spirit, the light, the blissful divine, the grace, the beauty that you are. The icing on that cake is very divine, dressed in different clothes. It's very light-filled, masquerading as dark-filled. It's very spiritual and very bigger dimensional in the form of a lesser dimensional presence. This very body of yours, for example, and of mine and of us, this very body is pure divinity, masquerading as denser energy, masquerading as an earthy primal juice. And it's got a gift. And granted, it is a treasure hunt. We often need to hunt for the gift. But the beauty of today and the beauty of any time we get together like this is we can stop hunting and we can just receive. And so as we stop the verbal talk part of this, I'd like to invite each one of us to just open, just be receptive, not even need for our minds to find a label for this gift, but just let this gift find its way into our deeper levels of awareness, whatever this gift might be, so that either now or later tonight or tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, it will pop out right before your very eyes and say, here I am. Here's the reason you came to Earth, the reason you took on your own humanness, the reason you surrounded yourself with the human family. Here's the reason, here's the gift, here's what you were looking for, here's what after you leave you want to take back with you and splash around infinity in a whole new way. Here, take me now and be me the gift. And in that, you have found the answer to how to love your humanity. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me see, I have to come to here, and I know. What I'd like to do is invite anybody who would like to share anything to do that. To say it another way, I've been the sort of the go-to guy, in a sense, over these the last half hour or so, just in terms of how this gift wanted to speak, and it wanted to speak through me. And I think it might want to speak through perhaps a few of us at this particular time. So if there's anybody on the telephone. You might want to get off the telephone because you might be crushing it. No, I couldn't resist. I'm so sorry. If you're on the telephone and you'd like to share something, I'm just looking for it, all you need to do is, that's it, press *2, and then that will let me know that you want to do that. If you happen to be online, where you can't verbally ask the questions, all you need to do is find that adorable little box and write in whatever it is. And if you'd like me to use your name, feel free to put your name in there. We'll go from there. And let's see if there's anybody who would like to express. Nobody on the phone yet. Let me go to the webcast. I got that. JS, thank you for your input there, by the way. I got both messages. Very good. And it sounds like, at least for some, there was no audio on the webcast, but it apparently got back there. So so sorry for that. And let's see. Nobody there either. Let's go back. Ah, hark. There happens to be somebody with a hand up. And it's area code 703. And let me just, now wait a minute, how do I do that? I know, here's what I do. Don't mind me, I talk to myself all the time. Hi there.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, you know, I am one of those people, like your cat person.
Yes.
And I love people, but I frequently don't, because I'm a vegan and really believe in loving all beings, I've had a real difficult time understanding the humanness.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate tonight, just if not the answer, the question of looking for the gift. And even in myself, because I could be, like many, have such self-reproach. And the idea that just the fundamental thing that there's grace and purpose and beauty here, which should be obvious, but for some odd reason I managed to not think was obvious because of so many things that could be perceived as difficult to see or to experience. But I just appreciate your raising this tonight, which sort of gave me some feeling of peace, of gentle curiosity and peace in my heart, and I thank you.
Oh, Carol, first of all, what a beautiful way of expressing that you gave us. Thank you very much. And I really agree with you. I appreciate us bringing it out and bringing it out in a way that didn't define a particular answer, but as you say, raised the question and raised the gift-giving possibility for all of us, because in some way I feel like we all, sensitive beings as we are, we share that. So thank you. I was really touched by your words. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. There we go. And let me see. Go back to the webcast. And okay. There's someone who wrote, "When I stopped worrying about what am I doing here and started loving myself in the little things, my confusion about humanity started to resolve itself. Rather than hunt, I just let go. And without trying, it started to happen." That is beautiful. Thank you, whoever wrote that. It's just absolutely beautiful. Thank you so really much. And we have one more from someone else that says, "Treasure hunt. Thank you. How wonderful. What a great idea. You remind me that we had treasure hunt birthday parties long ago in my youth. They were so much fun. You now inspire me, and the, quote, gift, unquote, inspires me to reawaken this joy to discover this new style of treasure hunt you suggest. I have the feeling of a child before their birthday party. Let's open the gifts, many blessings for all. Oh, that was so precious. Thank you. And from Adrienne in Hawaii, she writes, the human nervous system, this is a quote, the human nervous system is the best blessing of the Creator, Maharishi's master, because it's the means for the fullest enlightenment. It's a quote by Maharishi's master, if you will. And then she says, if I've shared this too many times already, I understand you'd rather share my loving silence with everyone. That's adorable. I think you have shared it, but it is a perfect quote for now. Thank you. Thank you. Another person, Dawn, writes, self-love. I suspect that how I love myself or not is how I love all. And beautifully said. What beautiful, beautiful expressions. Thank you so much. And I don't see anybody else who is dialing in on the phone for anything. So I think this would probably be a good time to shift back. If I may, this is great. We actually have a few minutes before I just do the concluding kind of a thing. And I want to just kind of do a maybe 5-minute meditative time with us, if I may. And if I may, I would love to be the voice of our collective humanity. And by that, I mean not really the humanity that expresses in terms of pain, giving, and difficulty, etc. But the soul of humanity, the heart of humanity, the spirit of humanity, the body of humanity, and that even in the middle of whatever the pain is, in the middle of that, there is that soul that we get to. And so in our treasure hunt, most of us, of course, have to walk through the camouflage, walk through the pain in order to get to whatever the gift is. But if I may, right now, just in a few words, this, I feel, is the human family that sent us that invitation in the cosmic mail to come here speaking. Yes, look at you, all dressed up in your very own human clothes. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Thank you for loving us and blessing us and empowering us and giving whatever your gifts are, your gifts from beyond. And in return, and just because we really wanted and want you here is a gift from me. Whether it's the very gift you came here looking for yourself, or whether it's just an extra one, from me, from us, from your fellow human travelers, from the human family that you have graced us to be a part of with your very wondrous presence. Here is a gift right now, and I place it especially in your heart. Just like one plants a seed in the ground, and with a little bit of water and a little bit of sunshine, that seed just finds its nutrients in the ground and brings forth its own nutrients in order to grow and grow, and then at some point to peak outside of the earth and to start drinking in the oxygen from the air. And this gift I now give you in this moment, and I place in your heart, is this seed of the deepest, deepest inner peace. Yes, this is a gift of inner peace in its seed form, so that it might sink its roots so deep into you that those roots awaken in you the gift that you came to Earth in search of. But beyond that, awaken in you such peacefulness, such quiet, quiet calm, such deep equilibrium-filled sense of, all's well between me and the human race. I feel at home being human. This is my gift to you in this moment, to invite you anew to my home, our home, and let you know that even though, yes, we kick you around, even though we subject you to our harsh treatments and our less than sensitive behaviors, that side by side with all of that, we really, really love you. We're so grateful for you. We love having you here. And in the core of you, in the heart of you, in the soul of you, this seed of inner peace, this seed of deep, relaxed calm, this seed of being at home is the best gift we could give you. We want you to be at home with us, no matter what it might look like on the surface. Please take this gift and give it the water and the sunshine. Give it your attention from time to time. Give it your receptivity. Give it your letting go into being blessed by us in and from your heart. Wow, thank you. Thank you all so much. This is so beautiful. As we stop, I want to let you know we'll get together 1 month from now, the second Thursday of November, which happens to be November the 12th. Again, I feel like saying my own version of thank you for being human. If you weren't in this human form, just think, I'd be sitting here crying because you weren't here. And you just really don't want that to happen. Donna will tell you, when I cry, it is not a pretty scene. So thank you. Thank you for being you, and thank you for being human. I am going to, as soon as I bring myself around enough to remember how to do it, there it is, I'm going to unmute us and have all of us together just express a beautiful goodbye, a wonderful blessing to each of us for the next month. And again, if you're not on the phone, we'll hear you anyway in our hearts. So we're ready. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you all. Beautiful. Bye.